Off the Record for Choices Flooring. View Choices Flooring's new online magazine with over 100 inspiring pages at choicesflooring.com.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm
going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Carolina Pliskova is in her sixth season as a top 10.
Is it too early to get coffees, do you reckon?
Off the Record.
Choices Flooring, what's your lifestyle? The catalogue sale on now, the team at Choices Flooring. They're innovating in their space too, by the way they're bringing apprentices into the business. Absolutely amazing.
We saw it last week, Hutch.
The quality and the service in the store, the inspiration station picks, just beautiful where we broadcast from.
Where we were positioned last week.
So I don't know, they've come a long way. There's the quality and beautiful stores and the technology and the people. It is cutting edge around the world in Australia and New Zealand. And what's your lifestyle catalogue sale on now? Look forward to seeing old mate Jace today. But picks, it's the floor. Well, the floor's normally yours, but the floor's mine momentarily.
What do you mean?
Because you make your own segment.
Yeah, I do.
Did I hear this correctly before the break? Frustratingly, I would have loved to have been in
the land of the dark white cloud.
Back last night, it was
New Zealand.
The dark white cloud in a South African accent. What's a dark white cloud?
Well, I'm so used to the dark cloud at the local, you're getting everything beat, that I've combined the long white cloud with the dark cloud and made it why I was doing it in a South African accent is beyond me.
Dear Blue Man, dear community. Have you got that tip?
Dear community.
Been revoked.
Oh, boy.
Now the floor is yours, please.
Okay. Elbow, well, he was struggling through his six-point policy and didn't cover it off all that well.
What are the 6 points?
The 6 points are what we will do in terms of, was outlined by Bill Shorten. What that's about is making sure, if you let me answer the question, what that's about is making sure that we take pressure off people who are at the moment having their programs cut. We will make sure that there's administrative efficiency. We will put people.
What are the 6 points
of
your policy?
We will put people at the centre of the NDIS.
What are the 6 points of your policy, Mr. Albanese?
Dude, I'll tell you what, that was brutal. That was
gotcha.
Brutal. This is his side blow. He couldn't keep himself together either.
We announce our policies.
That's not helping. It's not helping him. That's his offsider.
Is he trying to get his attention? Or?
I don't know what was going on there. Right. Coxie, he's doing the night shift.
Oh, good on him.
He still thinks he's on the tradie hour.
Let's head to Michael in Reservoir. Morning. Mornings. Good evening, dear Michael.
Yeah, morning, Coxie. Are we getting Powerball numbers or what?
We'll have to wait and see about that.
Yeah, old Coxie, he just got himself all mixed up. He's doing that many shows. Gazy, the ultimate professional, had business to attend to whilst on air.
Can you let me finish the sentence without speaking? Can
go
you
ahead,
do that?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. So what I think when I'm listening to the radio and they're calling the football, they're not as good as...
Oh, there's his phone, folks. In case you wonder what that little...
See, he couldn't let me listen.
Well, what was... That's a slap in the old days.
Well, let me listen. Finish. Is that...
Oh, yeah, his phone went off as he was trying to hold court. Now, not a week goes by where the pipe isn't misnamed.
Michael and Berwick's first on the line. Welcome to you, Michael.
Thank you, mate. Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Yeah, and again.
John in South Australia. Welcome to you, John.
Yeah, g'day, Wayne. Look.
Poor old Wayne.
You started all this.
Oh, dear.
You started it.
I did.
His show's going magnificently, by the way.
Well, when he's on it. Because Sammy Edmund was filling in for him. Not everyone was all that happy with Sam was there.
Gazzo, welcome to Midday Madness.
G'day, how are you? I was hoping Dwayne would be on us.
Cop that, Sammy, cop that. And this guy didn't even know who Sammy is.
We might take Jack first. Sorry, Jack, keep you waiting in Mill Park. You want to talk about the D's and the Cats here on Midday Madness?
Yeah, g'day, Ben.
Ben Edmund. What about this guy had his words wrong altogether?
No one's looking at Geelong and saying, oh, poor Geelong, you know, look at their unavailability.
Unavailability.
Yep.
Okay. Right then, poor Ben, a.k.a. Sam, was thrown off and gave us this one.
More of a flu or another sort of bug going around down there at Collingwood.
Collingwood. Give that one more go, Collingwood.
More of a flu or another sort of bug going around down there at Collingwood.
One caller went full Ross Lyon here.
Jason in Mount Waverley, welcome to you, Jason.
Dwayne, now, what a farcical it will be.
What a farcical it will be. Which reminded us of this from Ross. No, he's lost it.
Have you got an emoji thumbs up for us at least?
Yeah? Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
I'll send back the emoji thumbs up. We'll move on.
That's right. Got on spot on, Ross. Neil Mitchell had his mind in the gut.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. Emoji audio, but it does.
It was very, actually, yeah. Very funny. It was to Bondi, wasn't it?
Yep.
Send a thumbs up, emoji thumbs up to Bondi, and we all move on. Neil Mitchell, he's mine in the gutter here.
And anybody, the secret to a successful relationship is .. 133693. The secret to a successful relationship is.
Well, I think he might have ticked the box anyway. I think he summed it up. Hutto got a little bit swept up in the moment here. Hutto, I got this one sent to me from one of our eagle listeners, eagle-eared listeners. It's not really the right word, but anyway, our listeners have got an ear for the radio and the tele. Don't worry about it. He got swept up. So even picked away the two words, that are, the two letters that are all wrong way around. I'm not going to do all this. Anyway, here's Hutto.
Lipinski to Brown and McCreary, one more. And Dosh Dacos is going to dob another.
Dosh Dacos.
He will be Dosh Dacos by the end of the year, the way he's going with the next contract. Now,
he's playing pretty good footy.
This segment is about
that's all right.
Having a go at other people make mistakes. You made seven on the way into setting up the clip.
Yeah, I know. That's why. That's why you played the first one. Hey, I'm not worried about it, Hutch. You can replay it if you want. It doesn't really worry me. This commentator doing doing the Margaret River Pro yesterday. Fair to say, he got it completely wrong at the wrong time.
Enjoy it. Soak it up. John Flores is your champ. I mean, sorry, Jack Robinson. Jack Robinson is your chap.
Oh boy, I'm just watching you try to park something. Hutchie, you're hitting the screen. It's not a touch screen.
No,
you've got to use the mouse.
No, I'm aware of that.
You're not aware of it. Why are you poking at the screen with your big finger? You need the mouse. You want to read something. What a goose. Oh,
I'm
boy. No, you are now, because I told you. Pillory time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Dry dropped it.
Every man, yes! Every other unit! Yes! Every other
unit! Rightio, Scotty Roth is emotional, and also a lot of Bill Laurie about this after the game.
Thanks, Jack. Scott Roth, congratulations. That's one hell of a fight from your team.
They got a lot of fight. I don't know what to tell you. They got a lot of fight.
Jeez.
One more go
then. Oh, yeah. We'll stop laughing over it.
Thanks, Jack. Scott Roth, congratulations. That's one hell of a fight from your team.
They got a lot of fight.
Very good.
Dear.
Have we got the Pix audio there? He's setting up that grab.
Oh, it was horrible.
We'll turn it around out of the back.
Ah, it was horrible, Craig. It was horrible. I understand that, Craig. Let's just... send the emoji thumbs up and we all move on, hey? How does that sound? I'll tell you what we're going to...
Dealer's choice or...?
It's not dealer's choice because... it's windy out there, Hutch. It's been a while. It's been a while since we've had a listen to some windy sort of stuff. Andy Marr style.
I just flew in from the
windy
city.
The windy
city is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. No siree.
Score a Macca's hamburger for